It's the Steve Gruber Show. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve. Born on this day back in 1946, the great Carl Wilson of the Beach Boys, who was instrumental in keeping that group together and artistically flourishing after Brian Wilson checked out for a while. Carl sang on several of their hits, including God Only Knows, Good Vibrations. I mean, did backing vocals on essentially everything. Co-wrote and lead vocals on this one, which is great, from Surf's Up, a song called Feel Flows. Carl Wilson died of lung cancer in 1998. Goodness, that's a long time ago now. Carl Wilson, born on this day back in 1946. Scott Bertram in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show. Thanks so much for joining us. And we welcome in candidate for governor of Michigan, Kevin Rinke. You can find out more on his website, rinkeformichigan.com. Kevin, thanks for joining us here on the Steve Gruber Show.
Scott, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much. Merry Christmas. Thanks for joining us. I believe, as I look back on the archive of guests here on the old Steve Gruber Show program, this is your first time joining the show since officially launching the campaign. So if you would, I think an introduction is likely in order for people who perhaps have not been exposed to you before or through some of your TV ads thus far. Tell us who you are, Kevin Rinke.
I'm a lifelong conservative and Republican. My family has resided in the state for over 140 years. We were one of the first GM franchises in Michigan and one of the first GM franchises in the country, and we continue to operate those businesses today. I'm a businessman. I am not a political insider. I'm actually a political outsider, and I understand what the concept of civil service is. And that's why I want to be governor. I believe that our politicians have got us into a place that's bad for Michigan, bad for the citizens, and I want to help out.
Be a long campaign, Kevin, but as you look, you know, there are multiple candidates in the race right now for the Republican nomination. What differentiates you from the others? What will be your focus on the campaign trail?
Well, Scott, that's a great question, and I like to point out that the governor of Michigan runs the business of the state. They lead their party, but they run the business of the state, and that's what differentiates me. I've owned private businesses in Michigan. I've participated in public companies in Michigan. I've been in the automotive sector, and I've also been in the healthcare sector. And during my 35-year career, I spent significant time as a businessman in Lansing learning how the process works. So not only do I have the business experience in private business, public business, but I've also got political experience with the process in Lansing. And I'm the only candidate, including our sitting governor, that can say that.
Kevin, we saw in Virginia, this could be a very different sort of cycle, a different a feeling in the electorate when people go to the polls in this coming year. Glenn Youngkin wins that Virginia gubernatorial race. People did not give him a chance early on. He closed strong. He had some specific issues that he focused on, schools, schooling, especially in the closing weeks and months of that campaign. What do you think that we perhaps learned from the Youngkin campaign, the successful campaign in Virginia? What might be transferred here to Michigan? I know you have some Youngkin staffers that are now working on your campaign.
Yeah, Marshall Moreau, who ran Youngkin's statewide campaign in Virginia, is joined, and he is my state manager, and really happy to have Marshall. His experience in that campaign and his approach gives me a unique advantage. When we look at Michigan, education is a huge issue for us. While it's not as overt as it was in Virginia, we have issues like CRT being taught in our schools. We have restorative discipline being practiced in our schools, which endangers our children because we teach them not to be accountable when there are issues within the organization. We have some of the fastest declining education scores in the country with public education. And how can we compete moving forward if we're not fairly and justly educating our children? Our parents have an opportunity to speak up, just like they did in Virginia, and not only on education, but many other issues.
Kevin Rinke is with us here on the Steve Gruber Show. You can find out more on his website, rinkeformichigan.com. There's an About page. There's an Issues page. There's a News page. We talked earlier in the program, Kevin, about the Dobbs case in front of the Supreme Court. We await the opinion, which is likely coming out sometime next year. But there's already movement here in Michigan. Democrats pointing out the state has a 90-year-old ban on the books that would, in fact, essentially be in effect if Roe is overturned, Casey is overturned, if the justices on the Supreme Court rule in favor of Mississippi in that case. Democrats are trying to overturn that. They're trying to convince lawmakers to do that. They're trying to get Governor Whitmer on board. Well, she would be on board to do that. Where is your stance on that issue? What do you think about the issue of life, about this issue of the abortion ban on the books here in Michigan?
Well, that falls into two categories, because I am pro-life. And as governor, you have to respect the laws that the legislature has created. And so your personal views and how you approach it versus the laws that are on the books puts you in a really difficult situation. Personally, I'm pro-life. If the Supreme Court overturns Roe v. Wade, what falls back is the state constitution, which happens to prohibit abortion. And if that's the law of the land, then as governor, I'm going to enforce that law of the land. If the legislature acts differently, that's a whole different situation, and I can't predict what would be put in front of me, but I want to be perfectly clear. I'm pro-life. Adoption is a choice as well.
Kevin Rinke with us for another minute or two here on the Steve Gruber Show, rinkeformichigan.com. When you look at the economy, and you're a business guy too, you've seen this firsthand. What sort of adjustments, changes need to be made, you would suggest lawmakers make to ensure Michigan remains competitive here in the next 5 years?
It's really complex. Federally, they have algorithms that measure the business climate. In Michigan currently, I think, is 23rd or 24th as far as conducive to do business in the state. When you look at all those algorithms, there are a number of issues, how we tax. And it's not just income tax, but it's how we have unemployment taxes, how we calculate FICA, how we assess different rates to businesses for utilities versus to citizens. There needs to be a very comprehensive study, because for Michigan to grow its middle class, and that's the strength of Michigan, is its middle class, we need to have a competitive business environment, not just throw incentives, not just try and put Band-Aids. The state's at a tipping point, and that's why we need a business leader who can sit down and figure out with the legislature the new path necessary to bring Michigan back.
Kevin Rinke is running for the Republican nomination for governor here in Michigan. RinkeForMichigan.com. Kevin, come back soon to the Steve Gruber Show. Thank you.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
We represent the bakers, auto repair shops, manufacturers, small business owners. Our job is to help businesses succeed by giving them a voice against restrictive regulations and overreaching government. Our commitment is to create and promote good public policy that will restore a strong, healthy economy. Our focus is being your champion for free enterprise. We are the Michigan Chamber, and we stand ready to fight for Michigan.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Pure Michigan water has never been more important than it is today. You can find your Pure Michigan water experts at Wolverine Water. Wolverine Water has been installing Michigan-made products for almost 75 years now. Hometown products and hometown service provided by your friends and neighbors at Wolverine Water since 1947. How about that for a cool drink of water? Wolverine Water. I've been a customer for over 20 years, too. If you're ready for the very best, you're ready for Wolverine Water. WolverineWaterSystems.com.
You see it in the headlines every day. The price of everything is going up, and nothing's going up faster than the cost of energy. What if your heating and cooling bill doubled or tripled? What would that mean to you and your family? For most people, it would be devastating. It's time you learned about WellConnect. With WellConnect, you might be able to cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. And if you already have a well in the yard, you already have the key piece of equipment for a 100% renewable energy source. That's right, your well can be the heart of a WellConnect hybrid geothermal system. WellConnect is a Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year alone, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Why gamble on the price of energy? Get connected to WellConnect. Right now, you can still qualify for a 26% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113. WellConnect.